The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello and welcome to your Wednesday episode of the Arrowhead Drive. I'm Pete Sweeney. Let's start your morning with today's outlook on the Kansas City Chiefs. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, September 15th.
Yeah, listen, it's a weird thing, sir. And sometimes you see guys that just have a chemistry with one another and kind of can think where the other guy's going to be and what they're thinking when they're throwing. You know, it's just there's a chemistry. And those two have that. But then also, Tyreek, you've seen enough of these long balls where he's had to adjust to them. And come back to the ball, or he's running it all the way across the field on a scramble drill. And he just has a unique feel for the ball. He would have been a great center fielder. I mean, he's able to track the ball and is uncanny with that. And he's so fast. When he gets going, you're spending a lot of effort trying to keep up with him, and then he can stop on a dime. And you end up flying by, and he's in position to make the play. So he's a unique character that way.
Yeah, we're helping you get over the hump on a Wednesday as we make our turn towards Sunday night football against the Baltimore Ravens. The Chiefs return to the practice field today, where we should get an update on Tyrann Mathieu and Frank Clark as Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes speak to the media around noon. You'll be able to catch those comments on From the Podium right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network. If we can take anything from Reed's comments on Monday, he seems rather optimistic that both players, Clark and Mathieu, will be good to go on Sunday night against the Ravens.
Yeah, I think he was right on the edge of being right. He pushed himself this week. And I just didn't, you know, I didn't feel like it was quite all the way back with him. And so, rather than take steps back with him, you're right. We've been working with this, trying to make sure he gets it right. And it's not lack of effort or want to play or any of that stuff. It's just a decision I have to make sitting in this chair along with the medical people feeding me the information and Frank communicating. So, with us. And I just thought that was the best way to go. As I'm sitting here right now, I haven't met with medical people, but yes, he'll be back. And that, again, that was a decision I had to make. And that was more off of the conditioning part, and just not putting him in a bad position. So that was a little different than Frank's, but kind of that same thinking that, I thought it was best if we just kind of sit this game and come back for the next one.
Both players were obviously missed on Sunday against a talented Cleveland Browns team, but Patrick Mahomes was able to overcome their absence, leaning heavily on both of his future Hall of Fame players in Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
Yeah, I think that'll come, Adam. I think Pat probably answered it best yesterday that there were some guys there that he knows fit into the route and can utilize, but just made the choice to go to the other guy. So I think we're okay there. We've got enough flexibility with the tight ends and the other receivers to mix things up a little bit too.
At some point this year, the Chiefs' lack of a consistent passing option outside of Hill and Kelce could catch up to them, but Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes seem confident they've got the right guys in place to make the plays they need. One of those options is, of course, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The second-year running back did manage 17 total touches in the Chiefs' Week 1 matchup. That's the good news. But he only managed 71 yards. That's the bad news. Andy Reid discussed how CEH can help the Chiefs improve that portion of their offense along with their young offensive line.
Yeah, I thought we came off and we got bodies on bodies. I thought we did a pretty good job with that. I think we've got to just coordinate a little bit more with the line and then the running back and how they're going about their business together. I think that becomes important. The runners can set things up better, or the O-line needs to have an idea where that better idea of what the running back's trying to get done with his part. And so I've got to make sure that I get that straightened out as we go. And between Andy Heck and EB and Greg, I mean, that group right there has a pretty good understanding of it, right? A lot of years as running backs and offensive linemen within that group there. So I have confidence I'll get taken care of.
The Chiefs will have another opportunity to get the ground game going this week against a solid Ravens defense that might be still reeling from that insane Monday Night Football loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. You couldn't find a way to take that game, Baltimore. Come on, you got another chance and you gave the ball back to the Raiders, and Derek Carr hit Zay Jones for that 31-yard walk-off touchdown pass in the first game of fans and celebrities and partiers in Sin City. All right, next sound.
Carr throwing off the fingertips and intercepted. 3rd and 7. Jackson trying to get out, can't do it. He's taken down and it's out. And the Raiders have recovered it.
Now, the Ravens had been dealing with an abundance of early season injuries that no doubt impacted their game on Monday night, but they also did struggle along the offensive line. Keep in mind, those struggles came after the Ravens chose to deal left tackle Orlando Brown Jr. to their AFC rivals earlier this offseason. No takebacks, Baltimore.
Well, the biggest thing is I didn't want to let anybody think different. You know, I was embarrassed by that loss. You know, I didn't want anybody to think that I just, you know, moved on and life is good and all gravy, baby. And it wasn't, you know, I was very pissed off at myself and how I went out there and played in the biggest stage in the world. And, you know, I take that to heart, and I immediately turned it into motivation, into working harder and getting better at the game of football. And you know, that's where we're at right now. You know, it was an off season of that. A lot of fire right here in the pit of my heart right now that I got to keep showing the world that we are who everyone thinks we are, and that's a dominant force on the football field.
I know you recognize that voice. That is Chiefs All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce as he discussed what he did earlier on this offseason after that tough Super Bowl 55 loss. Tuesday's menu right here on the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network included a one-on-one interview with the tight end who he got to know just a little bit better. So make sure you check it out.
Here's the thing. It's always good to be mentioned and having an opportunity to pursue your dreams. And obviously, yes, I do want to be a head coach. But when it's all said and done with, my job is to make sure everything that we're doing right now is not to take away from the goals that we're trying to accomplish. The only thing that matters today, we got better. Okay, today we had an opportunity to make sure we can take care of situational football as far as short yardage, goal line, and our third down situations. So now it's time for us to go back in and chop wood, watch this tape, and get ready for the next day. We want to make sure that we're getting our guys ready to make sure they can take care of business on Sunday. My own personal business, when all that's time to take care of itself, that will take care of itself, Harold. But thanks for asking.
And we end today's Arrowhead Drive with a tweet from ESPN's Adam Schefter. League sources believe Chiefs OC Eric Bieniemy will emerge as a head coaching candidate for USC. Bieniemy is from Southern California and has told confidants in the past that USC is one of the only college jobs that may interest him. end of the tweet. Now, if Bienemy were to somehow go midseason in a wild scenario, look for quarterbacks coach Mike Kafka to get that express promotion to Chiefs offensive coordinator. But for now, Bienemy is still reporting to Arrowhead Drive on this Wednesday, September 15th. If you enjoy the Arrowhead Drive, please subscribe to the Arrowhead Pride Podcast Network, and while you're there, leave us a rating and a review. Stay tuned later today for another episode of the Great British Chiefs Show on a snow day of Wednesday. As for now, that is a wrap. I'm Pete Sweeney. I'll catch you on Red Friday for the next edition of the Arrowhead Drive.